With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer are hailing a new technology investment pact between their two countries. The president says the deal includes billions of dollars for a range of cutting-edge tech.
Quantum computing, fusion, 6G, and civil nuclear energy, and align our nations through the approach of centered deregulation and innovation. And we're going to have a lot of deregulation and a tremendous amount of innovation. It's just happening.
The prime minister says the UK stands to benefit mightily.
We have huge new investments from NVIDIA, Nscale, OpenAI, Google, Salesforce, and many more, backing cutting-edge British jobs for years to come.
Among the fruits of the president's historic two-day state visit to the UK wrapping up today. Cost of borrowing will be coming down, the Fed approving a quarter-point cut in its benchmark interest rate, although it was not unanimous. President Trump's new Fed appointee sought a larger cut.
Trump economic advisor Stephen Miron was a late addition to the Fed's Board of Governors this week, and he stood alone after the interest rate announcement. Miron was the only Fed policymaker who dissented from the decision to cut rates by a quarter of a point. Miron preferred a larger half-point cut. But Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said later there wasn't very much support for the bigger size cut among Fed officials. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There were American flags, salutes, and tears along the route of a police procession in York County, Pennsylvania yesterday, honoring the three law enforcement officers shot to death while following up on a domestic-related incident. Two other officers shot and wounded. The gunman was shot dead by police. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 282 points. This is SRN News. A warning for pastors.
It comes from a new poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, and it asks people how they would feel if they found out artificial intelligence was involved in something they are exposed to. The survey did not ask about sermons per se, but it did reveal that 71% of people would dislike a political candidate who gave a speech written with help from AI. And 56% would not like a similar news story, suggesting they would also not welcome a sermon if you had an AI assist to write it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Growing unrest in Nepal has the country's small Christian community staying watchful and keeping out of sight. The fear is that radical Hindus will target Christians as they seek power for themselves. Last week's massive demonstrations in Nepal ended with more than 70 people killed, hundreds wounded. The army stepped in to impose a curfew and finally agreed to the establishment of an interim government that will hold elections in 6 months. This is SRN News. An e-commerce giant stepping up to the plate for its employees.
Amazon says that it is making a $1 billion investment to raise wages and lower the cost of health care plans for its U.S. fulfillment and transportation workers. The average pay is increasing to more than $23 per hour. Full-time employees on average will see their pay increase $1,600 per year. Amazon also says that it is lowering the cost of its entry-level health care plan to $5 per week and $5 for co-pays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Starbucks workers taking legal action against their employer, saying it violated the law when it changed its dress code, but refused to reimburse employees that had to buy new clothing. The employees, backed by the union organizing Starbucks workers. They have filed class action lawsuits in state court, one filed in Illinois, the other in Colorado. More details, SRNnews.com.